May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with every one of us over here.
愿神的恩惠与各位同在。
This morning, we would like to discuss Christians' concept of life, a love.
今天早上我们要用 基督徒爱情观来互相的讨论。
Chinese people has a saying, 问世间情是何物，直教人死生相许。 The question, what is love? And people can even die and seek for love. So what is love?
所以什么是爱呢?
Of course, love can refer to the love between parents and children.
当然爱可以是介于父母跟儿女之间。
Or God and man.
或者是神跟人之间。
But this morning, we would like to talk about especially the intimacy between male and female. This kind of love Chinese people call 爱情.
所以今天我们要探讨的是男女之间的爱。
Because it is a very, very confused concept in this world.
在这个世界上的这个观念是非常的混乱的。
We would like to use the Bible to study 3 points concerning this concept.
所以我们今天要用圣经来探讨这三点。
The intimacy should not be abused before marriage.
所以第一点就是婚前我们不能够滥用爱情。
The spouse should enjoy the intimacy, the love given by God.
夫妻之间享受的爱情是享受从神而来的爱情。
And intimacy relationship should not go beyond the scope of marriage.
所以爱情的关系不能超乎婚姻之上。
We shall study the 3 points from the Bible.
所以我们从圣经中来参考三点。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24.
我们看到箴言18章第24节。
Proverbs 18, verse 24.
箴言第18章第24节
18:24 Please read in Chinese.
24节 滥交朋友的自取败坏，但有一朋友比弟兄更亲密。
Of course, English says that a man who has friends must himself be friendly. But Chinese Bible says that if a person date casually, or you know, make friends. In a very bad way, he might harvest the consequence of ruin, destruction.
所以在中文我们讲到的是，认交朋友的就自取败坏。
So it tells us that we should be very careful concerning love before we get married.
所以从我们可以了解，我们必须要。 非常注意我们在婚前交朋友的。
On the process of growing up, people tend to love opposite sex.
在人的成长过程中，很自然的会被异性来吸引。
But we told them that you should be careful to express yourself.
但是我们常常提到说要非常小心的去表达自己的意思。
Because if you do not careful, that kind of expressing might hurt a lot of people.
如果不小心的话，这样的表达可能会伤害到其他人。
The happiness after marriage have to do with the deeds before marriage.
婚后的快乐是取决于婚前所做的行为。
Because our memory leads to eternity.
因为记忆是永恒的。
When we do something bad before marriage, we change girlfriends or boyfriends very often before marriage. That kind of memory will come back to haunt us after we got married.
如果我们在婚前的行为不检点的话，这样的记忆回忆可能会在婚后来伤害到我们。
We told young men, you cannot stop the birds fly over the sky, but you can stop the birds to build a nest on your head.
我们常常会说到，我们没有办法去阻止鸟从天空中飞过，但是我们有办法去阻止鸟在我们头上筑巢。
So we cannot stop the feeling of love when we were young to pass over our mind, but we can stop it to make it a nest, meaning that we shall not worsen it and become a very big issue when we were young.
所以我们没有办法。 在我们年轻的时候没有办法去阻止我们这个爱的思想，但是我们没有办法去阻止它成为一个行为。
If a person misuse the temple of God, play with his body before marriage, then the Bible says if a person destroy the temple of God, God will destroy that person.
如果一个人在并没有看管好这神的殿，就是自己的身体的话，神说如果你摧毁那个殿，神也要摧毁这个人。
A sister in certain church, she did not use honor and holy to guard her body.
生活中有一位姐妹，她没有看管好自己的身体。
She was sick later on.
之后
mentally.
之后她精神上就生了疾病。
Then she came to the church for help.
然后她到教会来寻找帮助。
When some deacons was praying for her.
当有个执事为她祷告的时候。
One deaconess got opened her eyes to see three snakes was resting on her head.
所以当一位女执事为她祷告的时候，神开了她的眼，让她看到有三条蛇在她的头上。
So we should be very careful.
所以我们必须要非常的小心。
Now, in order to avoid intimacy or abuse love before marriage, we should not be a foolish young man.
所以我们要去禁止我们滥用爱情的时候，我们不要成为一个
无知的人。What is the characters of a foolish young man or young woman?
无知的人的特性是什么呢？
First of all, he thought that environment will not influence the feeling of her or his intimacy.
首先就是他认为这环境没有不会去影响到他的感觉。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 7, verse 7 to 9. Here, talk about a foolish young man's a story.
我们看到箴言第七章。
Proverbs chapter 7, verse 7 to 9.
箴言第七章从第七到第九节，这讲到一个无知的。
And say among the simple, I perceived among the youths a young man.Devoid of understanding, verse 8.
第八节。
Pacing along the streets near her corner, and he took the path to her house. 9.
第九节。
In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. The Bible here says, especially in the black and dark night, this foolish young man was on his way to the adulterous woman's house.
在这里圣经上特别讲到在黄昏晚上黑暗之中，这个无知的少年人走进这淫妇的巷。
A lot of people think I'm strong enough. It's okay if I stay in the darkness with the opposite sex alone, nothing will happen.
有的人会认为，他跟异性在黑暗中相处，不会有什么问题。
Environment have no influence to her or him at all.
他们认为，这环境对他们并没有什么影响。
Chinese people says that 月上柳梢头，人约黄昏后。It means that, you know, really, I mean, at night time, at the romantic time, when the sunlight was shining at night, don't you think that your heart will be stirred up and you tend to have a fantasy in that kind of environment?
所以当我们在这种昏暗的环境的时候，我们会不会不认为说我们的这个感情会被骚动的？
To avoid misuse that kind of love, we should avoid certain environment.
所以我们要禁止这样子的，不去滥用爱情，所以我们就不需要我们不应该有去这种环境的地方。
A young girl asks her father to allow her to go to high school party, graduation party, that is prom.
有一位年轻的女孩问她的父亲，可不可以让她去，
Of course, it's very popular in this culture, very natural.
的确，在这个社会中是非常的自然的。
But the father asked the daughter to have a second thought.
但是这位父亲让他的女儿再去想一想。
What did you do in the prom?
你在毕业舞会中会做什么
？They got, you know, light, you know, romantic music, dim light, and people hold each other together.And dancing around, and in that kind of action, what will be in your heart?
所以当在那个舞会中，他们会有音乐，会有很好的环境，然后 大家抱在一起跳舞这样子的时候，你的心中会有什么的感觉呢？
Don't you think it's very easy for you to stir up the unnecessary youthful desire?
这样子的环境不会让你有去搅动你的情欲吗？
Now, a foolish young man will always think not only environment is nothing, but he might think that, you know, those who go to church are always a godly person. They have no danger when you are fool around with them.
这无知的少年人并不只是对环境没有认知，然后他甚至认为去到教会的人都
Of course, most of the people who go to church could be decent person.
的确，来到教会的人的确都是行为上很好的人。
But we should not be simple enough to think that everyone is holy and they have absolutely no danger to get along and in a certain environment in the darkness. Yeah.
但是我们不要这么的单纯的认为每一个人都是非常圣洁的。让我们能够跟他在昏暗的环境中来独处是不会有问题。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 7 verse 10.
我们看到箴言的第七章第十节。
And there was a woman met him with the a tears of a harlot and a crafty heart. 11. She was loud and rebellious. Her feet would not stay at home. Jump to 13. So she called him and kissed him with an impudent face, she said to him, I have peace offering with me. Today I have paid my vow. 15. So I came out to meet you diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. See, this adulterous woman, the Bible says that she just made a peaceful offering.
在圣经中这里记载的这位淫妇呢，她说她她刚奉献了平安祭。
He had a vow in the temple just now.
他才还了所许的愿。
So, but actually, deep down in her heart, she was carny. She was weak. She had wicked heart.
但是在他心中却有邪恶的思想。
You see, man to look at man is different from God to look at man.
我们人看人跟神看人是不一样的。
Man look at appearance, but God look at heart.
人是看外表的，神却是看内心。
So we should not simple enough to think that, you know, our brothers and sisters, as long as they go to church often, they must be holy person.
所以我们不要单纯认为，弟兄姐妹，他们只要常常去教会，就一定是一个圣洁的人。
So we do not avoid any occasion or any situation.
所以我们不要去放过任何一个任何的环境的机会。
In CNN.com, I saw a news.
在CNN, 我看到一个新闻。
You talk about uncle, a neighbor, was a very godly person.
讲到一个邻居，他是一个非常圣洁。
He always did volunteer work in the church.
他常常在为教会做义工。
He also invited the neighbors, teenage girls, to visit his house often.
他也常常邀请青年的女孩来的。
But later on, it turned out that he has his history of criminal. He attacked other girls before, and later on, he attacked the neighbor's teenagers.
但是之后发现他确实有犯罪的前科，所以之后他就侵犯了他的邻居的女孩。
The simple young man, foolish young man, also think that the way when you steal the things you're not supposed to do.Steal the love you're not supposed to steal. It is exciting. It is exciting. It is sweet. Yeah.
另外，这无知的少年人呢，也会认为，当你去得到你所不应该得到的爱呢，是非常的刺激的。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 16.
我们看到，箴言第九章第十六节。
Proverbs 9:16 to chapter 9, verse 16 to 18.
箴言第九章第十六节到十八节。
Whoever is simple, let him turn in here, and as for him, he lacks understanding. She said to her, "Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant." 18. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depth of hell. In the previous chapter, the adulterous woman told the foolish young man, saying that, you know, my husband is not home. You shall come to my house. I have put perfumes on my bed, and we shall enjoy love till the morning.
在之前那段圣经讲到的淫妇，说到我的丈夫不在家，然后我用沉香熏了我的榻，然后你可以跟我享受爱情直到早晨。
You see, many young men, they may think that, you know, really, if you have still the love of other people, the excitement is great.
的确，有些人会认为，如果你去偷了你其他人的爱的话，这个是非常刺激的。
Society also teach young men, 人不风流枉少年. If you do not do foolish stuff, you do not spend a good youth life.
这个社会也常常讲到人不风流枉少年。
But this is not the right concept in the Bible.
但是这个并不是圣经中。
You see, Amnon steal the virginity of Tamar.
我们知道安嫩她夺去了塔玛。
But later on, she realized that after the excitement, the short term of excitement, the hatred feeling is stronger than the love feelings he had.
但是她之后却发现到，她得到了之后，她这个恨。
He lost the respect to the girls and to himself.
他失去了对他跟他妹妹的这个尊敬。
Later, even lose his life because he got killed by Tamar's brother Absalom.
但最后他甚至失去了生命，他被塔玛的哥哥亚瑟龙。
So really, we should not enjoy intimacy before we get married.
所以的确，我们在婚前不应该滥用爱情。
The Bible says that the foolish man did this, and his liver was like penetrated by arrows later on.
圣经也讲到，这个无知的少年人这样做，他之后也就这样被好像万箭穿过他的肝那种感觉。
Of course, the Bible talk about intimacy. The Bible says that spouse, marriage couple should enjoy this God-given intimacy.
圣经上也确讲到，夫妻之间要享受从神来的这个爱情。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9.
我们看到传道书第九章第九节。Ecclesiastes
chapter 9, verse 9.
传道书第九章第九节。
9:9. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun. All your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life, and in the labor which you perform under the sun. The Bible here says that live a joyful life with the wife whom you love all the day of your vain life, who you marry at your young age.
在这里讲到，圣经讲到，在日光之下的年日，空缺年日，当同你所爱的妻快活。
You see, marriage was set up by God.
婚姻是神所设立的。
God make people to depart from their parents and to become one, to join together and become one body.
神让人离开父母，跟妻子联合。
And they shall enjoy the love, the intimacy God given to them.
他们应该要享受神所赐的这个爱情。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 15.
我们看到箴言第五章第十五节。
5:15.
箴言第五章第十五节。
5:15. Let's talk about spousal love, yeah?
这里讲到是夫妻间的爱。
15. Drink water from your own cistern, and running water from your own well. Our spouse was like a cistern or a living well.
这对我们来说，这个夫妻就像是我自己池中的水。
The Bible says that, you know, the spousal love can be from very shallow point. When time goes by, it become in depth relationship. Just like cistern, it was shallow, and later on the relationship would become so deep, like the water in the well.
圣经上讲到说，这个夫妻间的爱可以从非常刚开始的很浅，直到之后的很深，就像是池中的水是很浅的，直到。
It can be from static to dynamic love.
所以可以从小一直到很大的爱。Static
从那个安静的那个池里面 to a dynamic, that is living water.
从一 个安静的池水变成一个流动的活水。
You see, water can quench our thirsty.
水能够解我们的渴。
Our spouse in our daily living, yeah, we are thirsty, we are tired. The love from our spouse indeed can satisfy our heart.
在我们日常生活中，我们非常的疲累，然后从夫妻间来的爱可以去安慰我们的心。
But the Bible even says that no, but that kind of feeling, yeah, will be like the living water from the well. The living water from the well is very cool, very sweet. When the spouse has very profound communication, deep communication in life.That feeling is indeed wonderful.
圣经上讲到这个爱，夫妻间的爱就像井里的活水，是非常的甜，非常的凉，可以解我们的渴。
A husband shared that he feels very joyful when his wife shared about her childhood, her frustration in her childhood, and the many situations in the past of her life.
有位丈夫他分享了说他非常的享受去，从他跟他妻子分享，他妻子的童年去分享妻子中，妻子童年中的一些困难。
Really, every person is like a book.
的确，每一个人就像一本书。
Or like a living well.
就像一口活井。
You, a smart person is able to dig up all the wonderfulness in his life, and to to share and to enjoy. That is really wonderful.
聪明的人，他能够去取得中间所珍贵的，能够去来分享。
Let's read a Proverbs chapter 5 verse 16 and 17.
我们看到箴言第五章第十六到十七节。
16 and 17 Maybe start from 15 again.
十五节到十七节。
Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well.
16.
十六节。Shall your fountains be dispersed abroad?Streams of water in the streets, 17. Let them be only your own and not for strangers with you. Here the Bible says that your cistern shall belong to you only. Your thoughts, your water shall not running outside in the street.
这也讲到这个泉水啊，我们自己只归我们自己一个人，不要让它留在街上。
Sometimes do you think it is proper to share your inner thoughts, your many?Frustration and your many wonderful thoughts deep down in your heart with some object sex other than your spouse.
然后我们能够认为，我们可以去将我们心中最深处的一些思想去跟异性来分享，但是这异性却不是我们的父母。
In Chinese, there's a term called 粉红知己 or you have a friend outside your spouse. Your heart and his heart or her heart.It's so close, even maybe closer than your spouse. Do you think it is right? Even though both of you do not have physical attachment, only mental attachment, is it okay to have that kind of relationship?
中国人说有讲到一个红粉知己的这个异性呢，可能你跟他的思想上的关系可能甚至比你配偶更亲密。
But the Bible here says that the water, is from inside of you. This is your inner thoughts, Don't share with anybody. Here says the Bible.
在这里，圣经讲到这个泉水是从我们里面出来的，这就是我们的内心中的思想，不要去跟外人来分享。
There was a sister who got married already.
有一位姐妹她结婚。
But a brother really would like to talk to her very much.
非常的喜欢跟他来讲话。
Later on, this brother's mental situation, mentally life has been attached to the sister already.
但是这之后，这位弟兄的的内心呢，跟这位姐妹来，
He cannot find any other besides this sister to share all his frustrations.
所以他发现他不能跟他除了这位姐妹，他没有办法跟其他人。来分享他的生活上困难。
Later on, this sister have opportunity to study outside of her hometown.
然后之后，这位姐妹她有机会去别的地方去读书。
Her husband allow her to go out too.
她的先生也让她去。
But later on, this not married brother started to visit that married sister.
之后这位弟兄呢，就去。 去访问这一位姐妹。
And things become very complicated later on.
之后这事情变得非常的。
So of course we should encourage one another, but you know, we try not to build up attachment, one-on-one attachment, outside of our marriage.
所以我们要非常的小心，不要在婚姻之外去建立这样子的精神上的关系。
Well, let's continue reading chapter 8, verse 18.
看到箴言第八章第十八节。
Let your fountains be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. 19. Yes, verse 5.
第五章第十八节。
5, 18 and 19.
十八节。
As a loving deer and graceful doe, let her breasts satisfy you at all times and always be encaptured with her love. For why shall you, my son, be encaptured by an immoral woman?And be embraced by the arms of a seductress. Here the Bible describes that, you know, you shall rejoice with the wife of your youth. You shall enjoy the intimacy of your spouse, your love.
Your spouse, yeah? 这里讲到要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻，所娶的妻，就是我们要享受夫妻之间的爱。
The Bible describes that it was like a loving deer and a graceful doe.
这就好像是可爱的鹿，可爱可喜的母鹿。
Another translation says that she looks so, you know, noble, so elegant, like a deer, huh?
有其他的，
高贵可爱，好像母鹿一样，huh? Indeed, when spouse get together, not because we have been married for years and decades.And we tend to, you know, not be careful to deal with one another.
如果就算是夫妻之间结婚了，已经很长一段时间了，也必须要非常的小心去互相来互动。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 9.
我们看到箴言第二十一章第九节。
Proverbs 21, verse 9.
箴言第二十一章第九节。
21 verse 9, better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. Like, you know, some spouse always have quarrel all the time.
就像有些夫妻呢，或许常常会有口角。
They don't look like a beautiful deer anymore.
他们并看起来并不像可喜的母鹿一样。
Once upon a time, I also read CNN.com.
之前我有看到CNN 的网站。
They got videos on the internet, huh?
他们在网站上有这个影像。
And when I opened the video, I saw a man, took his leather, very long leather, on the top of the roof, and he climbed up step by step to the top of the roof.
看到一个人，他拿了一个长的梯子，把他爬到屋顶上。
And indeed, then when he saw the roof, yeah, he saw a tent on the roof.
然后他在房顶上有一个帐篷。
And the newsman tried to interview him. Why do you stay on the top of the roof?
所以他们就访问他说，为什么在屋顶上你要有这个
帐篷？ He said he was on strike.
他说他是在抗议。
He said why?
为什么呢？
Because my wife always allowed our baby to sleep on our master bedroom's bed. Like at night time, always have three people sleep at the same bed.
所以他就说，因为他的太太他就让他们的婴孩呢，就睡在这个主卧室的大床上面，就是说晚上有三个人睡在上面。
I think that gentleman read this verse, yeah. That's why he set a tent on the top of his roof.
我相信这个人，他可能读到这个经节，所以他在房顶上架了一个帐篷。
Like have quarrel all the time, there's no harmony. How can you say the spouse is like a beautiful deer?
如果在夫妻之间常常有争吵的话，怎么样还能够成为一个可喜爱的？
See, fighting is an art. We should always take the previous fighting as a step stone to improve our relationship for next time.
争吵就像一个艺术，就因为我们应该每一次用这个争吵来做一个让我们更能够 关系更近。
And the Bible describes that you shall enjoy her love and even her breath. You shall have physical, enjoy the physical relationship and mental relationship.
所以，在这里，圣经也讲到，我们必须要，享受这个，肉体、身体上跟精神上的这个享受。
You know, there was a preacher talking about love, marital love in one of the seminar.
有一位传道在在一个讲习会讲到这个夫妻间的爱。
He says that communication or you know the intimacy in the room indeed can improve the spouse relationship.
在夫妻间的这个互动呢，能够去增进夫妻间的
But it only lasts for a certain period of time.
但是这个只是暂时的。
But it says that if it is a triangle, yeah, husband is the bottom and wife is the bottom. If both of them pursue toward the top, that is God, yeah. Then you can see their mentality, their spiritual and their physical attachment will become better and better because both of them pursue after God and both of them will become closer and closer together.
但是如果夫妻之间就像是三角形的两角，然后他们同时向这个顶点来追求的话，也就这个顶点就是神，所以他们的关系会越来的更亲密。
I believe his words really make strong sense from the Bible.
所以我相信这位传道人的话是从圣经来讲是非常重要的。
After we got married, the intimacy should not go beyond the relationship of spouse.
然后在我们婚后，这个夫妻的关系不应该超越婚姻之上。
Now people after they got married, they really, you know, do not have that kind of moral standard. They can do anything they like.
在现在这社会上，人结婚之后，他们已经没有这样道德上的观念，他们可以随着自己的意志而行。
This is not biblical concept.
这个并不是圣经上的
So we should avoid marital affair.
所以我们必须要注意不要有婚外情。
Now we should be aware what kind of person have the tendency to be to have marital affair.
然后我们也要注意哪一种人会比较有婚外情这种。
Adult, what is any characteristic for adulterous woman and adulterous man?
也就是在圣经中讲到这淫妇的这些特征。
Number one, never.They have a character, that is, they don't have a sense of shamefulness, shame.
第一点就是他们没有羞耻的观念。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 20.
我们看到箴言第三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 20.
箴言三十章第二十节。
Chapter 30, verse 20.
箴言三十章第二十节。
This is the way of an adulterous woman. She adds and wipes her mouth and say, I have done no wickedness. This woman, they don't feel anything wrong after they do something wrong. They just wipe it away and say, I did nothing wrong.
在这里就讲到这淫妇的特征就是她不认为她做了恶事，她不认为自己有恶事。
See, nowadays we use marital affair to describe the relationship outside marriage.
我们如今用婚外情来
形容婚外的关系。But it sounds like only an event, but the Bible did not say marital affair. The Bible said if you have sexual relationship outside of marriage, it is 奸夫淫妇 it is adulterous woman and adulterous man, and you shall use the stone to stone them to death.
在圣经上并没有讲到婚外情这个字，但是圣经上所讲的是如果在婚姻之外有婚姻的关系的话，就是奸夫跟淫妇，所以必须要用石头来打死。
Our brain has been washed by our society already. We also treat that kind of event as a social event, as a, you know, commonly accepted a social event.
但是我们活在这个社会上，我们已经慢慢接受了这样的观念。认为婚外情只是一个社会上的一件事。
When you watch NBA,
当我们看到职业篮球的时候
，you see that an athlete that is very good in the basketball.
当他们 这些运动员他们都很会打球。
You just enjoy his skill. You never thought, "Aiya, this guy has a marital affair." I know it was on the news. You never thought about it anymore because, hey, it's very normal outside there.
当我们看到看他们打球的时候，我们只会欣赏他们的球技，但是我们并不会想到，之前新闻上所报道的他们的婚外情的事件。
Because nowadays people tend to have less shameful feeling. We sometimes we are brainwashed also.
但是所以现在这个社会上，渐渐的这个羞耻的心就慢慢。
Another characteristic of adulterous women and men is that they tend to always use their sensual, how do you say it? Their sensual feeling, arouse their, use their parts of the body to arouse people's feeling, 用感官来刺激，来诱惑，Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 24.
我们看到箴言第六章第
6, verse 24.
箴言第六章第二十四节
6, 24 and 25.To keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress, verse 25. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor doubt her allure you with her eyelids. Here the Bible especially mentioned about her eyelids and her flattering tongue.
在这里圣经讲到了她的眼皮，还有他谄媚。
In chapter 5 verse 3, talk about the lips of an immortal woman drips honey, and her mouth is sweeter than oil.
在第五章讲到这淫妇的嘴像蜂蜜，他们的舌头像
油一样滑。So you can see those who have the tendency to have that kind of marital affair, they usually pay attention to the feeling of their eyes.Or use their eyes to lure people a lot, or their mouth, yeah. Their tongue is always say a lot of flattering words.
所以有这样特征的人就比较就像是会有婚外情的人，就是因为他们常常用他们的外貌还有他们的言语来勾引人。
You see, Joseph's master's wife always cast her eyes upon Joseph.
我们知道约瑟当时的。他的主人的妻子常常来勾引，
用眼睛勾引。That's why Job says that I make a covenant with my eyes, I shall not randomly, you know, stare or look around all the virgins, yeah.
所以就圣经上讲到说，要与眼睛来立约，不要去看妇女。
The Bible also says that the adulterous words shall not come out from your mouth.
圣经上也讲到，淫乱的话也不要从水中出来。
Another characteristic of adulterous women or men is that they really know how to trap people's heart.
另外，淫妇的另外一点特征就是他们知道如何去抓住人的心。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 6.
让我们看到传道书第七章第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 6.
传道书第七章第六节。
7:6，
第六节。
For like a cracking of thorn under Chapter 7, verse 26.
看到传道书第七章第二十六节。
For I found more bitter than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets, whose hands are.He who pleases God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be trapped by her. It says that this certain kind of woman, they are bitter than death. Yeah, they are able to catch you like a net or like a chain.
这里讲到这样，这种妇人比死还要苦，她的心是网罗，能够是锁链，能够这样子来抓。
You see, outside.The world in the society, they are really some experts who truly know how to steal people's heart.
我们看到现在在社会上的确有一些专家，他们的确知道如何去得人的心。
It's very dangerous, yeah. They know how to please you.
他们知道如何去取人的喜悦。
They know what kind of words to say, what kind of situation that they can lead you into, yeah?
他们知道当说什么话，什么情况能够把你
We shall be very, very careful.
我们必须要非常的小心。
What will happen if a person indeed have a marital affair?
当人发生婚外情之后，会发生怎么样的
事情？The Bible says, first of all, they were lost.Their dignity, their glory.
首先圣经讲到他们已经失去了他们的荣耀。
Let's turn to chapter 5, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 9.
我们看到箴言第五章第九节。
Maybe start from 7, yeah? Chapter 5, verse 7.
从第七节开始看。
Therefore, hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. 8. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near.The door of her house. 9. Last, you give your honor to others and your ears to be cruel one. Here the Bible says your honor will be given away.
Yeah? 在第九节讲到你的尊荣交还给别人。
Indeed, chapter 6, verse 35, it says that.
我看第六章第三十五节。
Wounds and dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away. The Bible talks about the same thing. Here says that he shall lose his honor. Both sentences teach us this way.
所以在这两个地方都讲到我们如果这样行的话，就会失去了荣耀。
My brother and sister, when people talk about Bill Clinton, what did you think?
弟兄姐妹，如果当人们说到克林顿的时候，你们会想到什么呢
？You think about Lewinsky, don't you？
你会想到罗文斯基。
When you talk about Abraham Lincoln, what do you think？
如果讲到林肯，你会想到什么
？Honest Abraham Lincoln, good man。
他是一个好的人，好人。
Bill Clinton, everybody think, really, he already lost his honor, even though he was president for two terms.
所以，甚至。虽然他当过总统，但是当人们讲到他的时候，他已经失去了他的荣耀。
Just do one thing wrong, the whole just like a fly into a pot of food, all the food have been ruined because of that fly.
因为一件事情，他就得到了这样的结果，就像是一只苍蝇飞到一锅食物中，这锅食物就。
Let's continue to read chapter 5, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 10 to 11. Yeah?
那么再去看到这第五章。
Not only a person will lose honor, he will lose strength and power.
看到箴言第五章第十节。
Lest aliens be filled with your wealth, and your laborers go to the house of the foreigner. 11.And you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed. Indeed, if a person have a marital affair, yeah, he will lose power, and his flesh and body will be consumed.
的确，当人有这样的关系之后，他的就失去了力量，然后他的身体会销毁。
A marriage counselor says that if a person have an affair, yeah, after he come home to his own spouse or her own spouse, he will.Have a feeling of trying to compensate to his own spouse or her own spouse.
当一个人在有婚外情之后回到家中，
会有一种补偿作用哈。
会有一种补偿的。
Then eventually he is going to exhaust his energy and strength.
最后结果他就会用尽他的力量。
And he will lose the power in the house also. There's no harmony in the house anymore.
在家中也不会有不会和谐。
You see, all our forefathers, yeah, when they start to have family problem. When did Abraham start have no peace in their house? It is when Abraham have Hagar. When did Jacob start have no peace in the house? Of course, because of the wife's problem.
当我们看到圣经中许多祖先的例子，就是讲到家中的问题，常常都是婚姻所引起的。
And you will lose. Sometimes you will even lose until you don't even have a cookie left in your house. And the Bible says, even like 你家中呢， 不会剩下一块饼干, you lose most all you have after marital affair.
圣经上也讲到, 在婚外情之后, 甚至会我们说失去家中所有的。
Why?
为什么呢?
The Bible compare in chapter 6, verse 26 to 35, try to compare those who steal property and those who steal people's spouse.
在第六章这里圣经在来比较这个偷人心的跟偷人东西的。
He said, if you steal property and if you steal bread because you are hungry, you know, sometimes people have sympathy on you because you are bread. You are hungry, so you steal a bread, yeah?
当你偷人的食物的时候, 别人或许会还有怜悯心,
But even though people have sympathy on you, but if you got caught, the Bible said you will return seven times. You will pay seven times.
但是如果你被抓的时候，圣经就讲到你要偿还七倍。
All you have in your house, you may have to return to that, to the owner.
所以你所有的可能都会这样子赔偿。
But if you steal people's spouse, the Bible said, no, they don't even want to accept any of your gift.
但是圣经上讲到，如果你偷了别人的配偶的话，但是他们甚至不接受你的礼物。
Their revenge will be like a fierce fire.
他们的报酬。
Verse 34, yeah.
他们的这个妒恨会成烈怒。
Even you give them a gift, they will not accept it. That's why in a society, yeah, you hear some people will take a knife and cut their spouse, or even use what the old one, yeah, acid. To pour on the first party.
所以就如果我们看到在社会上有许多事件案件是这样子发生。
So we can see not only you will lose your glory, honor, you will lose your power, your properties, and eventually you might lose your life.
所以我们如此行动不只会失去我们的荣耀，或许失去我们的力量。 最后可能也会失去我们的生命。
What is love?
所以爱是什么?
问世间情是何物? Really, I mean, even though we are very confused about intimacy and love in the society.
所以虽然我们在社会上是对这个爱跟情是非常的不能理解。
Very confused. But the Bible indeed gives us a very clear indication.
但是圣经给我们的
Intimacy should not be abused by a marital couple, a marital young man.
爱情不应该被滥用。
And spouse should enjoy the gift from God. Really enjoy your spouse, who you were married when you were young. Yeah.
所以，然后夫妻之间要享受从神而来的爱。
And marital affair is a very bad consequences from the Bible.
从圣经也知道婚外情的结局是。
This is the truth of intimacy or love from the Bible.
所以这个是圣经中对爱的真理。
Let's sing a hymn.
那我们唱诗。
436.
那我们唱诗436首。